Coming up next is another edition of your favorite podcast, The Daily Dose with Clint Daly. But have you ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor is the easiest host site out there because they give you everything you need in one place that you can use from either your computer or your phone. They have creation tools that will help your podcast sound great. They'll distribute it for you to all the major podcast sites, and you can make money from your show without any minimum number of listeners. Just download the Anchor app to your phone or go to anchor.fm to get started. And the best part about Anchor, it is completely free. Go start your new podcast today. Now let's get to the Daily Dose.
Friday, June 7, 2019, you are listening to the Daily Dose Sports Podcast, and I am your host, Clint Daly, coming to you from the Mile High City here in Denver, Colorado. You know, we get together every single weekday, and we talk sports with a dose of common sense. We are happy to have you here with us today. Happy Friday to you. We have made it to another Friday. And not only is it Friday, but I would also like to wish you a very happy National VCR Day. Do you still own a VCR? Do you know what a VCR even is? Do you know someone who does? Many young people have no idea what a VCR player or a VCR tape is. Now, National VCR Day is dedicated to the video cassette recorder. Yes, you know, in their time, they were actually a marvel of technology because the VCR allowed you to play analog audio and video to your TV. But more importantly, then yes, you could go get tapes and rent tapes at like Blockbuster or whatever. You could do something else. It allowed you to record live sporting events off of your TV. Now that, folks, that was a game changer because you could record a game that you might be missing otherwise, or you could just record a game to save for future use. Hey, I still have some very old VCR tapes somewhere around that have like Denver Broncos games from like the 70s, 80s, the 90s. Granted, I don't have a way to even watch them anymore, but I'm not getting rid of them. I'll get around someday to transferring them to like a digital platform. But I can tell you the best part about having those games. Yes, it's kind of cool to go back and watch some of those old tape games from those previous eras. The games are kind of fun. Maybe you hear the crowd, or maybe you see something that you didn't remember. Maybe you look at a player a little bit differently, because sometimes we kind of, you know, we talked about this a little bit in the last few weeks. Sometimes we kind of romanticize games more than they actually were. So going back and watching some of these old games, sometimes it's kind of cool to see how the game really played out, not just our kind of sports memory of the game. But I'll tell you the best part about watching those old games that you recorded on your VCR back in the day. Oh, it is the commercials. And it's not even close. The commercials are so craptacular. Nothing like catching a commercial for like the new, 1979 AMC Gremlin, because wider is better. I'm not even joking. Wide, like a wide car. They talk about it having a real wide wheelbase. I'm serious. That was their sales pitch. I don't know why. I don't know why having a wide car would be so great, but that was like their commercial. That's what they had. Or you see the commercial for like Tastes Great, Less Filling Miller Lite. And you would see all these former NFL players holding a full beer, and then they would raise it up to like drink it. And then the camera would cut away to something else because, you know, they weren't allowed to show you actually drinking alcohol on TV. Then they would cut back and the beer would be like magically half gone. Now, I watched a lot of those commercials as I was a little kid. And then as I got older, I realized that they weren't just drinking the beer off camera, because the product tasted like Lysol mixed with, grape nuts. These guys weren't drinking it when it cut away from him. Bubba Smith and like Larry Zonka were dumping that horrible swill down the toilet so they didn't have to drink it. Hey, if you'd like to contact the show, maybe tell us your favorite old terrible commercial from those sporting events. We would love to hear from you. Hit us up on email, dailydosesports@gmail.com, or go find us over on Facebook or Twitter. Both of those handles are at Daily Dose Sports. If you've got a question, if you've got a comment, maybe you have a suggestion, or just maybe you need a little advice, reach out to us. We would love to hear what you have to say. Also, make sure you stop by tpublic.com and pick up some Daily Dose gear. We've got t-shirts, hoodies, sweatshirts, coffee mugs, a number of Daily Dose items over at tpublic.com. Just search Daily Dose, Scroll down until you see our logo and go pick up exactly what you need. Hey, today on the show, we do have a couple of sports news stories we need to get to. But then we will have our weekend sports preview. It's a little bit of an odd weekend sports preview. And then we have a very special Daily Dose Top 5 for you. You do not want to miss that. You never know which way the Daily Dose Top 5 is going to go. Trust me on this. Today, it's going to go in a very, very different way. We're going to get to that in just a few minutes. But first, let's jump into some breaking news stories. A bit of controversy last night in Game 5 of the Stanley Cup Final as the St. Louis Blues steal a win on the road over the Boston Bruins, and they have now taken a 3-2 lead. They have put Boston on the brink of elimination. But it wasn't without controversy because St. Louis actually did get away with a penalty for a hit that should have been called, but instead, it leads to the Blues' second goal of the game, and they go on to win 2-1. I know Boston fans are going to be hot today, and I understand it. I do. But I give this St. Louis team a ton of credit, because remember when they got shelled back at home in Game 3, hey, they have battled back, and last night, goalie Jordan Binnington stopped 38 shots while St. Louis managed to win the game, taking just 19 shots of their own. And on those 19 shots, they slipped two past goalie Tuukka Rask. Hey, can the St. Louis Blues actually win the Stanley Cup? I would have never thought so, but here they are. We will see if they can do that. The NFL had a little bit of news yesterday as the Philadelphia Eagles decided to extend quarterback Carson Wentz. They give him a 4-year extension worth $128 million, and they are saying $107 million is guaranteed. Hey, that is a chunk of money for a guy that lately has not been able to stay healthy. Hey, I like Carson Wentz. I've told you that, but I would worry a lot about giving that much money to one player. You know, we're seeing this a lot lately. We saw Russell Wilson just take that big deal. We now see Carson Wentz taking that big deal. It makes me wonder if these young guys are looking like, say, I don't know, an Aaron Rodgers and saying, hey, he took a big deal. He is the guy. He's the franchise. He took a big deal. Why can't I take the big deal? I'll tell you why. Because when you're paying that much money to one guy, when you are soaking up anywhere over 13% of your team's entire payroll, it makes it really, really tough to go out there and find good help. And as a result, you see guys like Aaron Rodgers struggling year after year because he can't get the surrounding cast. You know, Tom Brady does take less money. We have seen other players say, hey, it's okay. I'll take less money. I want to win. I remember John Elway doing that in Denver. I remember Michael Jordan, I know it's a different sport, doing that with the Bulls. Michael Jordan at times was like the fifth or sixth highest paid Bull in his career. Why? Because he knew, I need people around me. Hey, hopefully this all works out. Hopefully the Eagles are happy. Carson Wentz is happy. Carson Wentz does show flashes of being great. But let's keep this in mind. He's just 23-17 as a starter. Now understand, some of that was as a rookie. He was a very young guy with a very inexperienced team. But that is a lot of money to give one player. Hey, I'm not just saying this. We can back this up statistically. You do not win paying your quarterback all of the money. It doesn't work that way. He has to have some help. Hopefully the Philadelphia Eagles did not just put themselves in a bad situation. Finally, let's move over to the NBA, where it looks like the Brooklyn Nets are trying to clear up some more cap space as they trade Allen Crabbe to Atlanta. They say it's going to free up a total of about $46 million for Brooklyn's salary cap. Now, I know when everyone hears that, the first thing everyone thinks is that, hey, they're trying to go out and keep D'Angelo Russell on this team because remember, he is a free agent. Maybe he's going to leave. They want to keep him from leaving. And maybe that's 100% true. It might be. But they now could have like around $70 million in practical salary cap space. Now, I don't know about you, but I know if I had $70 million laying around, I don't know, I might have my sights set on something a little bit bigger than a point guard that doesn't play any defense. Like, I like some of the things D'Angelo Russell does at the right price. I'm not going to go out and break the bank for that guy. If I have $70 million bucks laying around, Yeah, I'm going to go out and try to get a big dog. I'm going to go out and try to be a big player on the market. And hey, we're going to go out and we're going to be a contender. I'm not going out and trying to sign D'Angelo Russell. Like, that's not my end game. I want something more than that. It's not just D'Angelo Russell. I know they're saying that's who they want to get. They want to re-sign their guys, and I understand that. But if I have that much money, I'm going to go get something a whole lot bigger than just that. Hey, coming back, we need to get to our weekend sports preview. Yes, we are getting into that dry time of year, but we better enjoy the NBA playoffs, the Stanley Cup playoffs while we have the chance. And we also have a couple of other things out there you just might want to pencil in for your weekend. We'll get to that weekend sports preview when we get back.
Just a quick reminder that if you have any shopping to do, maybe you have a birthday coming or an anniversary, or you just want to buy something for yourself. And don't forget that Father's Day is in June. You're going to want to head over to lootcrate.com/dailydose, where you can find all the latest pop culture collectibles that feature your favorite TV shows, movies, and video games. June's Loot Crate theme is now out, and it's called Toy Box. Return to an era where action figures were plentiful, towels doubled as capes, the floor was lava, and Saturday morning cartoons were serious business. Crack open our Toy Box and play around with some awesome pop culture gear. June's Loot Crate theme features items from Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, The Legend of Zelda, and more. But if none of those franchises interest you, remember, you can go to Loot Crate and choose from a huge selection of other crates. You can also order a monthly subscription of crates that will arrive in your mailbox each month. Or you can just order individual items for whatever franchise you want. The best part about ordering from Loot Crate is when you check out, be sure to enter Daily Dose in the coupon box, and we will get you 10% off of your order, just as a thank you for listening to the Daily Dose.
So let's shift over to our weekend sports preview. You know, we try to do this every Friday. Take a look at some of the upcoming events for your weekend, just to make you aware of a few things you might not have knew about. Maybe you need to pencil in a little time to watch something. You don't want to miss it. You don't want to be stuck going to that barbecue or hanging out with the in-laws when you could have said, hey, could we maybe do this at a different time? I really wanted to catch this one game. We try to let you know when those games are going to be so you can plan your weekend accordingly. We do also like to try to pick the games, let you know which direction they're going to go. Last week, we went 2-2. We didn't make a whole lot of picks, and we actually won't make a ton of picks this week either, but we're going to try to step up our game a little bit and see how we do. Remember, all times given are Mountain Time Zone, so adjust your schedules accordingly, but we do have a few things for you to watch this weekend, and there are actually some interesting things out there. Now, first off, if you want to watch some baseball that's a little bit faster paced than, say, Major League Baseball, which is not fast paced at all, and you really enjoy the roar of the crowd, and you really enjoy the ping of the bat, the NCAA Baseball Super Regional rounds are going to be going all weekend. This is basically the NCAA Sweet 16 in baseball, with 8 winners then going on to the College World Series. So if you tune into like ESPN, you're going to see Super Regional baseball like all weekend. Should be some high stakes drama going. That's not the worst thing in the world. Watching the NCAA tournament in baseball should be pretty entertaining. But moving on to some Major League Baseball, we actually have a rivalry series going all weekend. And it does have some implications because the Route 66 rivalry between the St. Louis Cardinals and the Chicago Cubs is going to probably be keeping one team right at the top or close to the top of the NL Central race. Now, I think the Cardinals are going to get better, but I think they're struggling a little bit now. They've got some pitching woes they've got to figure out. I like the way the Cubs are playing, but the Cardinals versus Cubs starts today actually at 12:20 p.m. So I don't know. Here's your excuse to leave work early, but it's going to be going all weekend. I will take the Cubs to win that series. They should be a handful at home. Now, maybe you're already sick of baseball. I know I am, but I have some really good news for you because we actually are going to have something else to watch for the next few weeks. The FIFA 2019 Women's World Cup Tournament gets started today in Paris, France, and it's going to be running for the next few weeks. So if you're sitting there saying, I don't feel like watching baseball, I feel your pain. But now you can watch some women's soccer. And I mean, the World Cup games are pretty exciting. You have that national sentiment going, and they should be pretty entertaining games. Now, the favorites are pretty much the usual suspects. We have Team USA, who is once again going to be the team to beat. But you've also got France, you've got Germany. Australia will be very fun to watch. England will be tough. The Netherlands is good. And we know Japan went to the finals. They will all be trying to knock off the Americans, who did win it all at the last Women's World Cup in 2015. Now, the games actually kick off today with host country France facing South Korea. And this game is going to start about 1 p.m. this afternoon. Now, after today, you're going to start seeing more matchups, but the opening game does get started today. But all weekend, there are going to be Women's World Cup games going. That should be highly entertaining. I will take France, obviously, in this game today. But I will say this. Anytime you have that host team playing at home in front of their home crowd, hey, you kind of have to deal with some of that pressure of playing at home. And South Korea is not a pushover. They should actually compete in this game, but I'll take France to win it. Also tonight, at 5 p.m., we have a decent American League Baseball series going as the New York Yankees will be facing the Cleveland Indians in a series that, hey, the Indians had better figure out a way to start competing, because the Minnesota Twins, they're starting to pull away a little bit in that AL Central. The Indians can't afford to get too much further down. Bad news, though, because the Yankees, yeah, they're starting to get healthy. And somehow, they've been winning despite not being healthy. What's going to happen now? The New York Yankees could get rolling very, very soon. I will take the Yankees to win that series. Hey, game four of those NBA finals is going to be tonight at 7 p.m. as the Toronto Raptors, who are now up 2-1, are going to try to get a stranglehold on those banged up Golden State Warriors. I have to think Golden State is going to have Klay Thompson back tonight. And I'll be honest, I won't be surprised if Kevin Durant might play tonight too. This is a huge game for Golden State. You can't lose both of these games at home. I think Golden State has a ton on the line tonight. Hey, game four is going to be very, very interesting. Here is the question we have to watch. One, can the Golden State Warriors actually play some defense? But two, can this lack of depth that we have seen for the Warriors over the last maybe 2 years finally catch up with them? I'm going to take the Warriors tonight at home, but they are going to have to bring it, because you know Toronto would love to step on their throat and have a 3-1 lead going back home. One more baseball series you might want to keep an eye on this weekend, and we will move over to the National League, where the Washington Nationals, who have an absolutely atrocious bullpen, are going to be in San Diego facing the Padres, who have cooled off quite a bit after that fast start they got out to. No, it's not a great series, but one of these teams, we could see them full on collapse if they have a poor showing here. I'm actually going to take the Nationals to go to Southern California and get the win there, but Nationals versus Padres will go all weekend, and the first game gets started tonight at 8 p.m. You might want to check in on that. Moving on to Saturday, the Indy 500 actually proved to be a pretty interesting race a couple of weeks ago, as Simon Pagenaud won the race going from pole to finish. And I know that sounds like a boring race, but at the very end, he had to hold off some pretty good competition. Now, maybe, just maybe, we'll get lucky and we'll have a good finish at the Texas Motor Speedway on Saturday night at 6 p.m. Or, I don't know, maybe this will just be another Indy race where they play follow the leader and there isn't much passing. Either way, you might want to tune into the Texas Grand Prix on Saturday night. Also on Saturday night, if you have gone out and you have purchased the Zone, that boxing package where you get all the best fights, you are going to get to see Gennady Golovkin get back in the ring on Saturday night. He's going to be fighting Steve Rolls. Now, Triple G is actually still trying to get a third fight with Canelo Alvarez. He hasn't beaten Alvarez yet, despite the fact that, well, he's actually beaten Alvarez twice, and I know that sounds confusing if you hear that. But if you hear that and you watch the fights, then you know what I mean. Triple G has beaten Canelo Alvarez twice, and he hasn't gotten a decision once. Kind of bizarre, but he is hoping to get back into the ring with Canelo at some point soon. Steve Rolls is going to be a bit of a tune-up here, and I don't know if he's going to put up much of a fight, but if you would like to see Gennady Golovkin smash someone in the face like a semi-truck, hey, here's your chance. Triple G versus Steve Rolls on Saturday night on the Zone. Moving on to Sunday, speaking of race cars that just play follow the leader, not sure if you have anything going on Sunday, but if you enjoy watching follow the leader in race cars, the Canadian Grand Prix is going to be going in F1 racing. I mean, Lewis Hamilton pretty much just wins every F1 race ever. But I mean, if you'd like to watch that, 10 a.m. on Sunday. Also, at noon, we do have the NASCAR group going up to Michigan. Hey, Michigan is a super speedway. It's going to be fast speeds. It's going to be some very hard competitive racing. The Michigan 500 at noon on Sunday should be actually pretty entertaining. We finish off the weekend with what has been a very, very good Stanley Cup final as Boston will head back to St. Louis to face the Blues in game six. Hey, every one of these games, aside from maybe game two, has been pretty tight. This is a competitive series. And you know the best thing about this Stanley Cup final series is the fact that it's really chippy. And I know a lot of people don't like that, but if you want to see a game that is constantly on the verge of being a big time fight, hey, tune in. Sunday, 6 p.m., Stanley Cup Final Game 6 is going to be on. The Boston Bruins will go to St. Louis and try to fight for their lives. And of course, the St. Louis Blues will be trying to win their first cup ever. I am going to take Boston to extend this series. I think this is going 7, but I really, really hope I'm wrong. I would love to see the St. Louis Blues win this thing and finish this off. A nice way to finish off our weekend. So there are a few things for you to watch this weekend. I know it's starting to get into that dry season, but you do have a little bit of college baseball. You do have some Women's World Cup. There's a little bit of auto racing if you feel like watching that and, you know, maybe dozing off and taking a nap in between. Plus, we do have some NHL and NBA playoff games. Not an entirely bad weekend for you to watch a number of things in sports. Now, as we do every week, we have got to get to our Daily Dose Top 5. Now, I told you that I had an announcement to make, and I need to make a very, very important announcement right now here on the Daily Dose.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? I've just been handed an urgent and horrifying news story, and I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
Yes, I need to make this announcement. I've got to get this out, and I'll be very transparent about this. It pains me to say this, but it must be done. I have to announce this. Today, Friday, June 7th, is going to be our final daily show, at least for the time being. Now, do not misunderstand what I'm saying. Do not get this twisted. The Daily Dose is not going away. We will continue to do a show, but we are going to go back to the hour format that we started with originally. We will release a brand new Daily Dose episode every Wednesday. It will be an hour-long show. We'll do a Daily Dose Top 5. We'll give you some breaking news. We'll get to all the segments that we regularly do. We'll bring back some of the guests that we always have. We are not going to change anything. This is how the Daily Dose started, and we're going to have to go back to that for a little while due to some reasons that, to be honest, are kind of out of our control. But we have a few things we are going to lay out in our Daily Dose Top 5 today that will explain completely why we are going to go back to a weekly show from a daily show. Now, this top five comes to us courtesy of the Daily Dose iTeam. So, I mean, you never know what we're going to get. I haven't read this list yet. I'm not exactly sure what reasons they might give you, but I know what the true reasons are. I'm going to lay the reasons out for you in just one second. We might have to kind of weed through these to see what's actually correct. Bear with me. Today, our Daily Dose top five reasons the Daily Dose is going to be a weekly show again instead of a daily show. Are you ready for our Daily Dose top five? Here we go. Starting off with number five. And let's just see what the Daily Dose iTeam has to say. The Daily Dose is going to go back to a weekly show because we are just too upset about how Game of Thrones ended. Yeah, that's not true at all. I'm not that upset about how Game of Thrones ended. I know that you may have worked with some people that like called in sick that Monday after Game of Thrones ended. I wasn't that upset by it. I didn't watch this final season of Game of Thrones. And what's funny about it is I actually watched every season up until this season, but then it just kind of seemed, I don't know, like it kind of jumped the shark. Everybody was all invested in it. And I kind of pulled back and went, here's the thing. I don't really even know what's going on. Like I know there's like the blonde dragon lady and then there's like the other lady that cut all her hair off and does God knows what with her brother. And then there's like the big guy that can't talk. I don't know. I can't keep track of all the houses and families and all those things. There's some dragons and there's some porn and I don't know what else is going on in that show. But I'll tell you this, that is not actually why the Daily Dose is going to be a weekly show again. It has nothing to do with Game of Thrones. No, number five, that is not actually correct. Let's move on and see if the Daily Dose I team got this reason right on number four. Our number four reason that the Daily Dose is going to be a weekly show again, we are going to be doing a lot of traveling as a new Kids on the Block groupie. Now, why would you say that? You know, this is kind of funny because New Kids on the Block are apparently in Denver tonight doing a show at the Pepsi Center. I had no idea. I'm not even joking. You can look this up. New Kids on the Block, I think like Debbie Gibson, maybe Salt and Peppa and somebody else. I'm sure I'm forgetting. I don't know. Is Tiffany in there? I don't know. Somebody like that is in there. That is actually a show that is going around. Now, here's the thing. I'm thinking about that show. I know a lot of people that are actually going to that show. If each one of those groups or individuals plays their hits, this concert lasts what? 8 songs? Something like that. So that's like a half hour show. No, I'm not going to be traveling following New Kids on the Block around. I don't like New Kids on the Block. You know, here's the other thing. When they were like teenagers, like you kind of understand the boy band thing. You're grown middle-aged men now. You can't go out there and be doing the things you were doing. You can't go out there and be taking your shirt off and dancing around. You're going to need like a hip replacement. I am not going to be following New Kids on the Block or any of those pathetic bands that are still out there doing this tour right now. No. Number four is incorrect also. That is not one of the reasons that the Daily Dose is going to be a weekly show. Again, let's move on to number three. Our number three reason that the Daily Dose is going to be a weekly show again, I finally took the time to listen to the show.
Oh, no, you didn't.
Man, that's just mean.
That is not the reason either. I hear from a number of listeners who like the show. Why in the world would the Daily Dose I team say things like that? That's just mean. That had to be like from John or Rob or somebody. That was just a mean one there. You didn't need to say that. The Daily Dose is a good show. We like the show. We hear from people that like the show. No, I'm not going to accept that. Number three, that is absolutely inaccurate. That is not the reason we are going to a weekly show. I'm kicking that one out. I don't want anything to do with that. Let's move past number three. Let's get to the number two reason that the Daily Dose is going back to being a weekly show again. And the number two reason is Drake said that the Daily Show would last forever. Okay, that actually does make sense. I'll give you that. That does make sense because let's be honest. Drake doesn't get anything right ever. Soon as he says, I'm all in on Kentucky, Kentucky loses. As soon as he says, I'm all in on Anthony Joshua, Anthony Joshua's out. And we've seen how much he's struggled with the Toronto Raptors. He picks a team. He says they're going to win. They never win. Drake gave us the kiss of death when he said the Daily Dose was going to be a daily show forever. Okay, I'll hear that one a little bit. I don't like it, but I will hear it just a little bit. Yeah, there might be some truth there. I won't even lie about that. There might be a little bit of truth there. Let's move on to the number one reason. Finally, we get to our number one reason why the Daily Dose is going to be a weekly show again. And here is our honest answer. Folks, I've got some health issues I've got to take care of. No, it's nothing serious, but I actually have about a 90% tear in my rotator cuff right now. And I'm going to try to go do some physical therapy and see if I can put off surgery for a while. Now, they are telling me that I'm going to have to do some pretty strenuous, pretty rigorous physical therapy to try to rehab this at all. And they're also telling me it may snap at any second. And if that's the case, I'm going to be going in and having rotator cuff surgery. They say the rehab on that is like 5 brutal, painful months. I am not looking forward to that at all. The problem for me is that it's just going to be very, very time consuming. And I know it's going to be very, very difficult to get a show up every single day. But we are going to continue doing the weekly show. I'm going to try to one-arm it and do the best I can, but continue to bring you our daily dose of sports the way that we do. But I've got to get this shoulder fixed right now. I can barely lift my arm above my head. It is constant pain, and I just got to try to get this thing fixed. I went and had the MRI. It looks like there's a 90% tear in the rotator cuff, and then there's about a 30% tear down in the bicep. So I'm going to have some work ahead of me. I trust that you'll hang with us and be understanding about why I'm taking some time off, not putting out a show every single day. I've just got to get healthy and see if we can't get this shoulder back to where it was. You know, it's just old age. It's just old, stupid sports injuries. That's just how we roll. But Right now, I'm having a hard time even picking up a microphone, let alone, I don't know, throwing a football or shooting a basketball, and I've got to get this thing fixed. Hey, it is Friday, and we have made it through another week. I have to say thank you all so much for listening to the Daily Dose every day. And like I said, we're moving back to a weekly show. But thank you all so much. The fact that you are tuning in on a daily level and listening to the show each and every day, I appreciate that so much. Thank you for reaching out. Thank you for sharing. Thank you for letting us know you like the show. Thank you for letting us know you didn't like the show. I appreciate that too. Thank you for your ideas for different segments or for different top fives. Thank you most of all for sharing the show. Hey, like I said, we're not going anywhere. We're just gonna bump it back to a weekly show. Just gotta take care of some business and then we'll see where things stand. But for right now, we're going to do a weekly show. Do not forget about us. Make sure you keep that subscription up. Make sure you check in on us every single Wednesday. We will be bringing you a common sense approach to the world of sports. The Daily Dose is not going anywhere. We're just going to scale it back and just try to get a little bit more healthy here. And then we will see exactly where we're at. But thank you so much for all that you do. We really do appreciate it. Hey, I have to say thank you to JSP. Could not do any of this without you. I will see you all on Wednesday. Don't forget that. I'll see you all on Wednesday. Have a great weekend.